Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics in your GCSE biology course, Topic 2, Cells and Control. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode is going to walk you through everything you need to know from the cell cycle and mitosis, right through to the nervous system and how your body coordinates responses. This topic comes up every single year in exams, and it's one where candidates can really boost their marks if they know the key processes and can describe them precisely. So grab a pen, maybe a piece of paper, and let's get started. Let's begin with the cell cycle. Every living cell goes through a cycle of growth and division. The cell cycle has two main phases, interphase and mitosis. During interphase, which is actually the longest part of the cycle, the cell grows, copies its DNA, and prepares for division. Interphase itself has three substages. G1, where the cell grows and makes new proteins and organelles. S phase, where DNA replication occurs and chromosomes are duplicated. And G2, where the cell continues to grow and checks that DNA has been copied correctly. Then comes mitosis, the actual division of the cell. Mitosis produces two genetically identical daughter cells, each with the same number of chromosomes as the parent cell. This is crucial for growth, repair, and asexual reproduction. The stages of mitosis follow the acronym PMAT, prophase, metaphase, anaphase, telophase. In prophase, chromosomes condense and become visible, and the spindle fibers begin to form. In metaphase, chromosomes line up along the middle of the cell, the equator, attached to spindle fibers. In anaphase, the spindle fibers contract and pull the chromatids to opposite poles of the cell. Finally, in telophase, new nuclear envelopes form around each set of chromosomes, and the cell divides into two daughter cells through cytokinesis. Now, a really important point for your exam, mitosis produces genetically identical cells. This is different from meiosis, which produces genetically different cells for sexual reproduction. Examiners frequently test whether candidates can distinguish between the two, so make sure you're clear on this. Next, let's talk about stem cells. Stem cells are undifferentiated cells, meaning they haven't yet become specialized. They have the remarkable ability to divide and differentiate into many different cell types. In early embryos, embryonic stem cells can become virtually any cell in the body. In adults, stem cells are found in specific locations like bone marrow, where they produce blood cells. The therapeutic potential of stem cells is huge. They could be used to treat conditions like Parkinson's disease, diabetes, and spinal cord injuries. However, the use of embryonic stem cells raises significant ethical questions, which examiners love to ask about. You should be prepared to evaluate both the benefits and the ethical concerns. Now let's move on to the nervous system. Your nervous system is your body's communication network, allowing you to detect stimuli and respond to them rapidly. The central nervous system, or CNS, consists of the brain and spinal cord. The peripheral nervous system connects the CNS to the rest of the body via sensory and motor neurons. There are three types of neurons you need to know. Sensory neurons carry impulses from receptors, like your skin or eyes, to the CNS. Motor neurons carry impulses from the CNS to effectors, which are muscles or glands. And relay neurons, found within the CNS, connect sensory and motor neurons. The structure of a neuron is beautifully adapted for its function. The long axon allows impulses to travel long distances quickly. The myelin sheath, made of Schwann cells, acts as an electrical insulator and speeds up impulse transmission by allowing the impulse to jump between the gaps in the myelin, called nodes of Ranvier. This is called Saltory conduction, now the synapse. When an impulse reaches the end of a neuron, it doesn't just jump across to the next one. There's a tiny gap called a synapse. The impulse causes vesicles containing neurotransmitters to fuse with the presynaptic membrane and release neurotransmitters into the synaptic cleft. These diffuse across and bind to receptors on the postsynaptic membrane, triggering a new impulse. This is a chemical signal, not an electrical one, and that distinction earns marks in exams. Finally, let's cover the reflex arc. A reflex is a rapid, automatic response to a stimulus that doesn't involve conscious thought from the brain. The pathway is receptor, then sensory neuron, then relay neuron in the spinal cord, then motor neuron, then effector. Because the signal doesn't travel all the way to the brain first, reflexes are much faster than voluntary responses. Classic examples include the knee-jerk reflex, and withdrawing your hand from a hot surface. Right, let's talk exam technique. Because knowing the content is only half the battle. First, command words. When a question says describe, you need to say what happens. Use correct terminology, be specific, and don't just say it divides. When it says explain, you must give a reason. Use the word because to link cause and effect. When it says evaluate, you need to consider both sides and make a judgment. Common mistake number one, confusing mitosis and meiosis. Mitosis equals 2 genetically identical cells. Meiosis equals 4 genetically different cells. Write that down and memorize it. Common mistake number two, saying impulses travel through the synapse. They don't. The electrical impulse stops at the presynaptic membrane. It's neurotransmitters that cross the synapse chemically. This is a really common error that costs candidates marks. Common mistake number three, vague answers about stem cells. Don't just say they can become any cell. Say embryonic stem cells are pluripotent and can differentiate into any specialized cell type in the body. That precision is what earns marks. For calculation questions, and yes, you may be asked to calculate the magnification of a cell using the formula, magnification equals image size divided by actual size. Always show you're working, include units, and double check whether you need to convert micrometers to millimeters. Time for a quick fire quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question one, what are the 3 stages of interphase? Answer, G1, S phase, and G2. Question two, what is the role of the myelin sheath? Answer, it insulates the axon and speeds up impulse transmission. Question three, what type of cells do stem cells produce in bone marrow? Answer, blood cells. Question four, what crosses the synaptic cleft? Answer, neurotransmitters. Question five, how many daughter cells does mitosis produce and are they identical or different? Answer, 2 genetically identical daughter cells. Brilliant work getting through this episode. Let's do a quick summary of the key points. The cell cycle consists of interphase, G1, S, and G2, followed by mitosis, which produces 2 genetically identical daughter cells. The stages of mitosis are prophase, metaphase, anaphase, and telophase, remember PMAT. Stem cells are undifferentiated cells with the ability to differentiate, and their therapeutic use raises important ethical considerations. The nervous system uses electrical impulses along neurons and chemical signals across synapses to coordinate rapid responses. And the reflex arc allows fast, automatic responses without conscious brain involvement. These are the foundations of topic two. And if you can explain each of these processes clearly and precisely, you are well on your way to top marks. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. See you in the next episode.